Ave. Once again, let's have a word of prayer.
Let us say, Jeki Agbadura.
Father, we are grateful to you for bringing us together again for the last time today. We thank you for the Sunday school, the morning service, the break we had, the physical food you gave to us to eat, and the little recess and fellowshiping with each other. Father, we have come again. As we sit at your feet, we once again ask that you send your blessing upon us.
Amen.
Meet us at the point of our knees.
Amen.
Push back every works of the enemy.
Amen.
May thou be exalted in the midst and in the lives of each and every one of us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
While we are studying, let's quickly turn our Bibles to Exodus chapter 23.
Exodus 23, verse 20 to 23.
Which says, Behold, I set an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him, and obey his voice, provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, I do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemies, and an adversary unto thy adversaries. For my angel shall go before thee, and bring thee in unto the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off.
Ati lati mo ode ibi ti mo ti pese sile ke se ara re lodo re ki o si gba ohun re gbo ma se bi ninu nitori ki o dari irekoja yin jiyin nitori ti oruko mi be lara re bo bi wo ba gba ohun re gbo nitoto ti wo si se gbogbo eyi ti mo we je mi o ja si ota awon eni ti se ota yin ibi o si foro awon ti foro yin nitori ti angeli mi yo saju re yo si mu ode odo awon eni amori ati awon hiti ati awon perisi ati awon rakenani awon hifi ati awon jebusi emi o si ke won kuro.
The Lord bless the reading of his word into our hearts.
Oluwa buku kika ore
you can please be seated.
Ejo ejoku.
I wonder what is going on. It used to be the side of the brothers that used to be empty.
But I'm pay out to our rakunini.
But the sister seems to be few this afternoon. The little time we have with us. I just want to pass comment on few comments on the message the prophet called total deliverance. See now, Moses, when he was called by God, he was a total, complete prophet. When God sends a man to do anything, he completely equips him with everything that he has need of. If God calls a man to be a preacher, he puts something in him to preach with.
He
calls him to be a teacher, he puts something in him to teach with. If he calls him to be a prophet.
He
put something in him to see visions and to be a prophet. God always completely equips his man. Amen. And that is just what he done when he sent Moses into Egypt. He raised him up in a certain way. And he schooled him in a certain way. And he molded him. Had made him.
And
assured him. After he has promised Abraham. Hundreds of years before.
That
he would deliver the people. Then he had in mind that he would make Moses just the way Moses was made. Moses was a complete prophet. And then being a complete prophet, then, just like you, if you are a Christian, God don't make halfway Christians. Can we say amen? God makes complete Christians. God don't make halfway preachers. But the preacher can be halfway. And God makes his children Christians. But sometimes they are halfway Christians. But it is not God's intention for them to be that way.
It's
their own ways got mixed up with the plan of God for their life. And that is the way they are. God don't want them to be halfway
Christian
or halfway preachers, compromising on either side.
Not to lose,
or he wants them to completely stand in the breach. Now Moses, God had made him a complete prophet for a complete deliverance. And Moses was completely surrendered into the hands of God. That is the reason it made him what he was. He was so complete in God till God could trust him. I wonder this morning, as
Christians,
if we have yielded our own way, I yielded ourselves so completely to God,
see,
God can trust us the place that he has put us. I wonder this morning of myself, if I could be so yielded to God, God could
trust me.
Could trust Brother Neville. Could trust our trustee board. Our members of our church. We all have a place. And we got a duty. Amen. The minister has got a place of duty to stand and preach the unsearchable riches of Christ without compromising. If he's called to be a preacher, he wouldn't spare one thing for one person. If he's called to be a preacher, and a member of this of the church is called to be a member of this certain group, then he will not compromise. If the church believes that we should not gamble, then that member should never touch a deck of cards. We don't believe in drinking. He should turn his head completely from drinking. If we do not believe in gambling or smoking, the member of this church should never touch such a thing. God gives complete deliverance. He will do it if we will completely surrender ourselves to Him. If we will completely deliver ourselves into His hand, then God can live in us. Christ, the hope of glory. He can reflect Himself from us. As we get ourselves out of the way, then our thoughts are His thoughts. Could you imagine Christ smoking a cigar? Could you imagine Christ drinking or smoking a cigar? Could you imagine Christ play cards? Then if your spirit is part of His spirit, He wants it to be upon your confession. But you permit the devil to come in and take over. And all the time, in your heart, way down deep, you know you were wrong. Where you go, where you do this thing.
Amen.
You know you were wrong. You know. When one member will talk against the other member, you know that is wrong. You are commanded to pray for one another. Not to talk against one another, but to love one another. And if someone is down, let's pick him up. Help him. Now that makes us a unified group of believers. Now, when we don't obey that, then we don't obey God. And we displease God. And therefore, our church, our people cannot prosper. The church cannot go on. It's because we are disunified together. As Christ said, a little leaven leavens the lump. Now, if the church board or like the deacons will come and say, we are to thinking we should build a new tabernacle. If that is the vote of the deacons, and the trustees are consulted, and they don't have the money to do it, then they have a building program like we have going on now. And then He took over the general audience as we should be. All the church being sovereign. Then, if the church votes for the new tabernacle, then we all should cooperate together in building that new tabernacle. Frankly, myself, when they spoke of new tabernacle to me, I was against the thought. That's right. I said we don't need exactly a new tabernacle. I will probably be leaving here pretty soon. If what He showed me comes to pass, what do we need with a new tabernacle? We haven't got the money. Listen, then I come down and affect the feeling of the church. That the church in the majority seem to want it. Then, what did I do? I sacrificed my old thoughts. I throw in with the church. Sure, let's do it. If that is the way we pass laws, that's the way it was in the Bible. Times. The way the church voted. And the sovereignty. The groups of the people, they come together in unity, there is strength. So therefore, I say, certainly, if that is the way the church wants, if that is what God is wanting, we got more of authority to vote among a whole group of people than he has to me. Because I have no vision to see that it shouldn't be. So we throw in with the church. I move with the church. And I'm behind it. To do all that I can.
See
to help out the church.
May
the Lord help us. That is the instruction Brother Abraham gave to us. He said, if the church has a reason to vote, the majority voted this way. The minority should throw in agreement. But what do we see nowadays? In many places where there is a need to vote, and the vote is carried out, the minority, they will not throw in with the majority, which is nothing but disobedience to the instructions of the messenger. If you agree to this point that we should vote, when the vote is carried out according to the instructions given to us, is that the loser should throw in with the winner. But in most cases, they will break away. That is nothing but disobedience. May God help us. I keep saying, and I continue to say, the Holy Ghost will follow his own instructions. Hello? If you believe that Brother Abraham, by the Holy Ghost, set the church in order, then we should follow the instructions as he has given them to us. But in most cases, once we lose an election, we go and form our own church. I want to say, whosoever will be the leader of such church, he need the help of the Holy Ghost to be able to know what the messenger says. Brother Abraham said, it is not me saying it. It's the Lord that asked me to say it. The messenger is one that carried message for somebody. But Abraham was not the author of the message. Brother Abraham, the Lord Jesus Christ is the author of the message. He only passed the message through Brother Abraham to us. So if you disagree with Brother Abraham, you are disagreeing with the Lord Jesus. Hello? That is the truth. May God help us. One time he was preaching, he said, I am the voice of God to you. Somebody recited it. He said, repeat it. I am the voice of God to you. That is what he is. Till now. Until the prophet told us. He said, after the rapture, he said, there is going to be a lineup. You know, there are seven messengers to the seven churches. But Paul will start with Ephesus. And Brother Abraham with Laodicea. And others will line up with their own ages. In whichever age you belong, you line up with your pastor in the local assembly. Your pastor will line up with the messenger of the age. And the messenger will add over all of us to the Lord Jesus Christ. There is something that is becoming very popular that should not be. Hello? It is only when it is absolutely impossible for you to get a local assembly. That is the only time you can settle down listening to tape. Hello. Some people are living at the backyard of a church. As they sit down in the house listening to tape, that is not the best. The messenger says, don't forsake the assembly of one another. The Bible says, as the manner of Saul. But Abraham says, as the manner of unbelievers. Believers. Believe all. The prophet taught. Amen.
Amen.
About anything. Measure it. As long as the prophet said it, that is the way it should be carried out. You might have reasons, humanly speaking, for doing contrary. But remember, you cannot bend the word of God. You can't bend it. God said it. God said it. And God will stand by it. That is why the messenger taught us, as the Bible also taught us, that anybody that will remove one word from this scripture, his name will be removed from the book of life. Anybody that had one word, the plagues that are written in this Bible will be added unto such a one. May God help us to be careful. Amen.
Amen.
No matter the reasons you have for doing whatever you are doing, if what you are doing is contrary to the word of God, you better repent and follow what the word of God says. God will not take excuse from nobody. The prophet said, a life full of excuses
is
not worthy of the gospel. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. That should be the motive of every Christian and every person in the church. We sought to unify ourselves, seek together. Whatever the church votes for, that is what we should stand for.
Then
say, for instance, they want to change something in the church. Where then? If the trustee wants to,
and
somebody else wants to, the deacons, they want to change something, that comes before the church. The church then together. And if our idea here seems to be a little different than what the whole church says, let's sacrifice that idea. Because that is the only way we can stand united. And if the church we just go on the way you are going now and be united together, God will. It's unlimited what we will do
if
we will stick together. We must stick together. That is how we want to be so complete with one another, and then so complete in the hands of God. Amen.
Amen.
That is why I don't believe in making clicks in the church. Make it clicks. This all belongs to this. This all belongs to that. It is nothing but trash. There's nothing like that in the message. There's nothing like that in the Bible. You say, those ones are not in my class. Who made you what you are? Ordinary dust. It is the grace of God that has made us what we are. There is no special person among us apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you following me? God bless you. These ones are low class. This one are high class. You are a judge of evil thoughts. What do you have that was not freely given to you? Tell me what it is. Whatever you think you have, who told you that God is not able to make the other person like you, or even better than you? Let me tell you one thing. If you are born of God, you will never underrate nobody. I don't care who the person is. God bless you. I say God bless you. When you see the spirit of big me, small you, that's contrite to the Holy Ghost. Big me, small you, you need repentance. You need to come to God and ask God to help you. Is not in our class. Class? In the church of God? It's unacceptable to man, not less of God. Then we've got to have a man that we believe that preaches the word of God. If the man don't do it, then get somebody who does do it. That is the way we must stand. If the trusting God would stand by what is right, then it's your business. So you let somebody who will stand for what is right, then when you do it, stay by it. It's up to you. Stand by it. And all together, we are standing for one thing, and that is God. Amen. If a member makes a mistake, don't turn him down. Help him. Raise him up. Get together. Have a hearing with one another. That is what the scripture says. When we make a mistake, let's go before God. Before we can go before God, we must go to go before the person we are. Hallelujah. Hey. I said it before. Many of us are very proud. We don't want to accept our fault. Because we don't want to go and say sorry to that person. Who are you? But Abraham said sorry to animal that have no soul. Then you feel too big to say sorry to a man that you hurt. Even if you are told, you do this, you did, and you know this is true. But you feel too big to say I'm sorry. May God help us. The spirit of Christ, when you lay words on him, he will speak peaceably to you. When somebody lay words on you, and you get up, you rail back.
Two wrongs
cannot make it right. In the sight of God, you are both wrong. Somebody abuse you, you abuse back. Both of you need repentance. I need the help of God. Because as a Christian, if somebody lay words on you, you have to answer back in peace. I get to a corner and pray for the fellow. Do you know what? You will know that the grace that have appeared to you has not yet appeared to him. That same grace that appeared to you have appeared to him. He will lay words on you. Hello? There are some languages that we are not supposed to be speaking. Oh, John. Brother Joshua,
Joshua, please don't be annoyed. Don't be annoyed.
The children of the devil, Mabinu.
I want me to know why they get annoyed.
Hello? You are looking at me. The prophet said, anger is the first stage of madness. If you are in that first stage, may you not enter the second stage. Because only Boshole.
Because you can.
May that not be your portion. All that they did to Christ, they didn't reply anybody. I know by the grace of God, God created me to be a man. There's somebody will come to me. I say, you don't know, you are a woman. You are not a man. Then I be annoyed that you said I'm not a man. That's rubbish. He will waste his saliva. He can talk to daybreak. You need me.
Answer.
If I want to even answer, I will smile. Because I know I'm a man. Somebody say you are not a Christian. Who is a man that will tell you are not a Christian? Who?
Talena.
From where does he come from? From where does he get his authority?
To
say you are not a Christian. And then you are annoyed. Of course, you can be annoyed because they say you are not a Christian. Truly, you are manifesting the fruit of
an
unbeliever.
Oh, sure.
You come to me and say, I'm not a Christian. I say, brother, I can give you testimony. I became a Christian. And since that time, the life I believe in.
Brother,
you are mistaken. I believe I'm a Christian. It's as simple as that. If you want to further argue, I will say, let there be no argument. Shebina me go suffer at the end.
Not be
you. Save your saliva. Yeah, save your saliva. Not be me go to hell,
not
you.
Say what you learn. Ah, you the one going.
You don't go. You don't go in my stead.
Say you learning for me. So long, so you belong me.
Leave me now. God bless you.
God on.
I say God bless you.
God on.
I thank God for one thing. God will not punish Brother Moses for the sins Pastor Martin committed. No way. Everybody will reap what you sow. If you like, make you be a gossiper. Make you the gossip. And you think you are clever. You are not clever. For your information, Brother Abraham said, when a child is born, he said, God opened a record for that child. He said, the record will be dormant until the child is the age of accountability between 12 and
13.
When the child begins to know wrong from right from wrong, he said, the record begin to play.
Awoye o no abẹ si.
Every lie you told. Each time you look here, look here. You take meat from the soup. You chop her. It's recorded. Anything you do, it is secret. You say nobody sees you. You are mistaken. The one that will judge you is watching you. It's recorded. So if you be unfortunate and you live for 100 years on earth without repentance and conversion, for the life from age 12 to age 100, all your deeds, all your thoughts, all your actions, all your reactions are recorded. Immediately you close your eye in death, God just take that record, body your name on it, put it on the shelf. Hello? Some people say that judgment day we will employ the best lawyer. Your very lawyer God is in trouble that day. You won't get lawyer to hire. He's in trouble. What will he refer to? Lawyers refer to the law of the nation. The law of the nation that I studied before is the Bible. The lie that he lived, the lie that he told, he's defending his customers. The very Bible condemned him for you. Say, so what are you saying? One lawyer in this country, senior advocate of Nigeria, he said all lawyers are liars. He can defend white. Can paint white to be black. Depending on the ability he has. To speak grammar. May God help us. That is why everybody will know that somebody is guilty of a crime. He will just go and hire one popular lawyer. That way we go to court, turn the case, overturn the case. They will set it free. That is man's freedom. Not God's freedom. God's freedom is different from that. On the day of judgment, both the judge, both the lawyer, both the one who employed him, they will face the music. My brother said, that day of judgment, they will just say, Pastor Martins, I'm a roar. They will just reach out. Carry your record. My record will be there. Because I've already accepted the pardon. I'll be pardoned. And then, when they bring out the record, they will slot it in. You will just see yourself acting. If you are a thief, that go out in the midnight, all your preparation in the midnight, and you go look at people's windows, try to take their phone from the bed. You just see yourself acting. If you are the type that make what do you call it? Enter to promise with somebody's wife. Let us meet the so hotel. You just see yourself acting it. With the woman. When you see yourself acting like that, it's not somebody that will tell you where you are going. By the time you finish, If they even ask you yourself, what do you think you deserve? Na lake of fire. Simple. But if along the line, before you depart from this world, which is only ordained to sons and daughters of God, no matter what they have done, no matter what they are doing now, in ignorance, because they are ordained to be sons and daughters of God, along the line they will repent. And when they repent and they are converted, God will take that. What do you call it? He will take that record. He will write pardon. He will throw it to the sea of forgetfulness. Oh, glory to God. Who do you call God? The judge of the whole world will do what is right. So be careful. Be careful. Don't open your ears to gossip. The message says, if you open your ear to gossip, you mind your experience. Gossipers, you need the Holy Ghost. Backbiters, you need the Holy Ghost. Liars, you need the Holy Ghost. You are tribalistic. You need the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is God living in you. And if God is living in you, the body of sin is dead. Hello? The body of sin is dead. Adamic nature is dead. Your spirit is alive for holiness and purity and righteousness. There is nothing on earth here that can entice you. That is why when the prophet used to tell you people, you sisters, how to dress well. He will tell you to dress wrongly. He said the sinner that will lust after you. Saints don't lust. Saints, they don't lust. Is God living in there? So even if women want to come out like the way they were born, saints will turn their face. They will look at her twice. Why? It's God living in them. That nature that like to lust, that like to do evil, is dead. That is Christianity.
Yes, Babonia.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
That is why somebody came here one time and he was preaching. We were talking about coming around teenage girls. You are talking nonsense. You are talking rubbish. I don't care where your information comes from. You are your informant. You need repentance. As I'm here, so many sisters have lived with me. Many on the side of my wife, on my own side, people the side of that does not relate to us at all. Since I gave my life to Christ in 1974, I got married 75. Since that time till now, I've never touched another woman in the way of man and woman relations. It's rubbish, it's nonsense. The Holy Ghost will not do it. That is why I don't believe that a man filled with the Holy Ghost, we believe in adultery. You say it's a mistake. Tell the best in the air. Mistake what? When you are removing your clothes, you have what you want to do in your heart. Where do you keep the Holy Ghost? How does he check you? May God help us.
Look, whoa.
God totally delivered. If you are a Christian, you are totally delivered from sin. God doesn't do his work halfway. No. That is why I see that you are a Christian or you are not a Christian. The message tells you. The message tells you don't wear high heel shoes. You want to go and bring tape rule to your pastor to measure how high the heel should be. You are not a believer. There are better that are slow. Why do you want to climb something that if you make mistake, you break your leg? You say, you see, I'm pretty short. I want to be a little tall. Are you correcting God? Why should you create me short? Have you not heard that God is the God of variety? He created some tall. He created some short. Some fat, some slim, some bow-legged, some pale-legged, some straight-legged. The color of the eye of yourself is determined by God. What are you saying? Say, greater you short. You want to add to your height. God condemned it. God said, if your hair is thin, and you want to add hair to it, you say add natural one. Hello. Add natural one. Not colored one. Not black woman wearing Oyibo hair. No. You buy a transparent cloth. You don't line it up. You put it on like that, come to church. You are condemned by the message. You know, there are some magazines where sewing mistresses are using show me your back. Show me your breast. If you are a woman, you don't need to show me your breast before I know that you have breast. You are a woman, God created you with breast. Period. If you are showing it outside, you will answer for it on the day of judgment. Because sinners will lust after you. No saints. Saints don't lust. Christ is living in them. Hello? May God help us. We will soon go home. We have been on this mountain for very long. Let me tell you one thing. You that want to take for a joke, where we say we have been the message for the past 40 years, it is not for joke. There used to be a saying that a fool at 40 will be a fool forever. But Abraham said, you are what you eat. We have eaten the message for the past 40 years. Until we have become the message. I have no regret for that. I have no repentance to make. I can preach any of the sermons without looking at it. We have been eating the message. When it first started coming, if one sermon comes, as it is with Moses, before Abraham Moses will finish, about 10 people would have broken it. It's not now that we become so lazy. We don't even bring Bible to church. Now phone with a bring for church. Carry your Bible. Bring your Bible to church. Carry phone. You say Genesis, you open your phone. Don't you know that the The school superintendent.
Alábòjútó
ilé ẹ̀kọ́ jọ sí mi. It can be number or Bible.
Sẹ́yìn o mọ̀ pé wọ́n á ka gbogbo bíbélì tí àwọn ọmọ wa ní.
Táwọn ọmọ abúwa
sílẹ̀ sílẹ̀
ọjọ́. He doesn't have phone.
Fóònù kan ni wọ́n ń kà, wọ́n ò ka fóònù rárá.
Thank God you are literate. You can put your Bible inside phone. Thank God for you. He doesn't stop you from bringing your Bible to church.
Kò má gbé bíbélì rẹ wá sí ṣọ́ọ̀ṣì. Torí kò ní bẹ́ẹ̀ lórí fóònù. Orí kò má gbé bíbélì rẹ wá sí ṣọ́ọ̀ṣì.
He's very irritated.
Oh, rin ni lára.
When I expect you to carry your Bible na phone, you carry for
where? Bíbélì tó wá gbé fóònù lọ́wọ́.
God bless you. I know it's the same Bible. Whether it's in the phone or you carry it for
me.
I know it's the same Bible. But just like that man, he could not read. He could not write. But he was so in love with his Bible. Anywhere he go, he carried it. They were making jest of him. They say, hey, what are you carrying? He said, it's Bible. He said, do you believe what is in it? He said, I believe it from kibber to kibber. I even believe the cover of it. Because it is written Holy Bible. They ask him. Now, if the Bible says you should jump through that wall, will you jump? He said, yes. If the Bible says so, I will jump. He said, before I get to the wall, God will make a hole there. That is a believer. God bless you. We believe the Bible. Amen. Total. Deliverance. So people will say, you see, I didn't want to do that thing. But you see, when the devil begin to do this, begin to do that, as false appearance of evil, say no. I used to give you a testimony here. A minister gave somewhere. They were flying in a plane. And the plane developed some fault. So they landed somewhere. When they landed, they were checking to a hotel. And one woman was dragging what should be hard luggage. Hard luggage, not pay. Hard luggage. Luggage, don't man be what play. We don't pay.
Okay.
Ah, motor DC, but very heavy. And the brother, the minister said, let me help you. Not knowing that, as they get to the hotel, and they were allocating room for them, she has spotted the room of the minister. As she just entered her own room, she just went to the bathroom. Just take her bath. Change to
90.
Put on a
ticket.
Right at the door of the minister.
Go.
Maybe you want to come and compensate. Before the minister opened the door, she had dropped
it.
When the minister looked at her, he had enough discernment
to
know the mission of that woman. It's okay. We are in the same place. Say yes. He said, wait for me. I'm a minister. He just opened his book, bring out Bible.
He
said, I want to witness to you. The reason why God created woman is to marry and raise children. God did not create woman to jump on any man he sees. Before he prayed for 30 minutes, the woman said, good night. Say, no, don't go yet. I've not finished my
sermon.
You must know how to protect yourself. There was a testimony of a sister. A man lured her into the room. Wanted to ravish her. The sister knows that she has made mistake. So I followed the man to that point. Then the sister told the man, he said, lock everywhere, lock
cable.
The man said, I've locked all the windows. I've locked the doors. The sister said, there is a window.
You
have not locked. Say, where is it? the window.
Only window that.
He pointed up.
Okay.
He said there is a window up. If you can lock it, you won't force me. I will submit myself for you. But if you can lock it, with anger, you will not push him out of the house. As he defended
himself,
as he saved himself, may God help us. The Bible says when you are called before magistrate, he says don't predestate what you will say. Once time comes for you to talk, what you will talk, God will give it to you. Except you are half a Christian. You are interested in living with women. That's not your... Do you know the worst part is this? Do you know some women will carry this ring to go and meet another man? A token that you took from the Bible that was placed on your hand, that the covenant you made, you always kept. Go and submit. Look, you will so go to hell. Oh my. Conveniently, comfortably, you will go to hell with your actions. May God help us. I don't care how beautiful you are. I don't care how educated you are. I don't care how illiterate you are. If you are a woman, you are created for one man. Period. Till death, do you part? God bless you. I say God bless you. Total deliverance. God doesn't save half way. If he save you, you are completely saved. You can't laugh with him, man. God have mercies. You go at the back. You cut him into pieces. You need deliverance. You yourself go. You need deliverance. In our convention one time, somebody was preaching. He said, you see this man, his old age. That is when I was sick. His old age. That's what worried him. And the devil will not leave him alone. I thank God that this is my trip. I preach Wednesday, I preach Friday, I preach Sunday school, I preach morning service, I preach evening service in his church. Do you know what that statement means? That his old age worried him. That Satan will not leave him alone. What he was saying is this. He was likening me to be one of the seven sons of Sceva. That's why they say we cast you out in the name of Jesus that Paul preached. The Christ that I'm preaching, I know him. He has control of my life. I'm not an intruder. The devil has no business with me. I thank God. When that thing happened, I wanted to react, but something cautioned me. God bless you. I say, God bless you. The other man came. He said, why did he call himself? He was talking about, I forgot how he put it. Let me tell you one thing. If you are a preacher, you will not take information from anybody and carry it to the pulpit. No, if you are doing that, you are wrong. Very wrong. Because the man that is informing you, your informer, you don't know his motive and his objective. Before you know what is happening, you are promoting lies. promoting lies. How can a man pastor you for 40 years? And you said he has not done anything good for you. Shame unto you. For you to have accepted a man for 40 years, we did not
come
out.
Oh,
where the prophet said, we get a man that we believe preaches the word. If he doesn't preach it, get somebody who does. And you bear with him for 40 years. Is God a God alone that under the step of his men to their positions? As I used to say, may I repeat again tonight, among the fivefold ministries, there is a particular ministry that is very popular. Very popular. And everybody wants to be in that ministry. And I don't know why. The people that want to be in that ministry, they are not satisfied with the ministry that God gave them. Because God said, don't miss ministry. But I will repeat, don't miss ministry. But some want to miss ministry. They are interested in a particular ministry. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
May God help us. Brother Abraham said, until it is God that puts you in that place, he said you will never be a successful person there. Do you know why? Let me just mention one.
Yes, sorry.
Do you know a prophet? When Brother Abraham was going through hospital checkup, they discovered something that his false conscious at the second, they were just close. They ask him, how can this be? Then he has to be explaining to them. Prophets are created. Not only prophets. But Abraham said, you are born with the gifts that God has put in you. That's why you don't go to seminary to learn how to preach. You are born with it. These are callings of God.
I want.
Without repentance. God bless you. I say, God bless you. I told you one time. And may I repeat it? My joy is not because I pass on you. No. That is just by the way. My joy is because I know that I know that I know apart from death or to life. If I die today, I'm telling you I know where I'm going. And that is my joy. That is my peace. That is my satisfaction. If you vote me out today as your pastor, I will not dislike any of you. Neither will I leave this church. Even if you want to excommunicate me for something I didn't do, I will so beg. I will somersault and beg. I will lie down and please. Don't excommunicate me.
I don't have another place.
Do you know why?
Your my dear.
The joy of salvation that I have, nothing can take it. The peace of God that passes all understanding that I have, nothing can take it. The ministry is safe. Nobody can take it. If you stop me from pastoring, I will preach somewhere else. Hello. I will preach somewhere
else.
One thing I know, by the grace of God, I will not do anything that will make you to remove me as your pastor. Except you fabricate a lie against me, which I know Christians don't lie. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
God bless you. I say God bless you. Total deliverance. If you're a
dickhead,
I can use to say, remember, before you are said to be a dickhead, make sure you are a Christian. Hey, before you accept to be a trustee, make sure you are a Christian. Before you accept to play drum, make sure you are a Christian. Before you accept to do anything in the house of God, even as a janitor, make sure you are a Christian.
Because
he's only a Christian that we made the
rapture.
If your popularity
is
because you know how to play drums, and you are not a Christian, where Christian will go in the rapture, they will leave you with your talent
of
playing drums. And I begin to wonder who will be playing drums for. You know, in the morning I will say, you will inherit the tabernacle. Yes. Everything here.
My own.
Everything. You'll be so rich. But we are gone. God bless you. I say God bless you. After repentance, I want a baptism. You just stay put. You become a big brother in the church. Very soon, you will see a sister you like. No Holy Ghost. You are not in the body. I love that sister. I pray a lot with you. Before you know what is happening, you are engaged. You don't marry. No Holy Ghost. A time will come. You begin to be ashamed. I'm too big. I've been in the church for long. It will be shame for me to say I don't have the Holy Ghost. I will come to the Lord's table. Come to the Lord's table. There is a quote waiting for you. But Abraham said, millions will eat the Lord's supper that we never see God. May that not be your portion. I don't know. Four door pass. I do not day my back. Will I not tell me? Will I not tell me? Four door pass. I'm sorry, church. Total deliverance. Total deliverance. A woman filled with the Holy Ghost will be submissive to her husband. As the Bible says. The Bible says, as you serve your husband, that is how you serve God. Hello? Don't make mistakes to use physical strength to fight spiritual battle. You will score zero. Don't do it. You fight spiritual battles on your knees. Because when I fell sick, For some time, I was not even coming to church. My precious associate and the other ministers, plus officers, they came to the house, they anointed me. Remember, they anointed me, they prayed for me. See, tomorrow, I've not explained fully why that period I could not come to church. Not that I was backsliding. God forbid. And when finally dreams started coming, revelation started coming that the man is going, God is not obligated to tell me I'm going. I didn't negotiate with him when he brought me. When he went to take me, he's not obligated. Sufficient for me is to know that before the foundation of the world, my name was written in the last book of life. There is no devil, no witch, no wizard, no emery, no ogbaje, no mami water spirit can make me to delay from being a Christian.
It's not no mad confession.
God bless you.
Hold on.
I used to say,
I say
openly, you sisters, those who stay with me, you have now even getting children that have the biggest. Did I share you here one day? Did I touch you? I never did. I was close to some sisters for some purposes. The prophet said, when a shepherd is taking care of the sheep, and there is a peculiarity about the sheep, he said the shepherd go close in order to help that sheep. That is what I was doing. So a particular family, I was going to have prayer meeting with that family. Or the breadwinner of the family, Mr. that stood me, I was making juju. May God help us. Look, this journey is not easy. But whatever comes, whatever goes, we are being ordained to arrive safely. And when we arrive safely, today, what I was trying to prevent is what is happening. That is what I was trying to prevent. But Abraham said, when you have a sheep and you find it's trying to go astray, he said, take the sheep, break its leg. He said, so people will think you are wicked. He said, for that period, when you'll be taking care of it, it will be so close to you. Oh, may God help us. I'm happy that we are serving a God that knows the thoughts of his heart. God bless you. Yo ni so ju be lo. Eh yo ba le ma so pe aboro no so fa won mo lo abi. So ba de ku e. Yo do didi
for the wise.
You say you are speaking Yoruba. Of course, yes. I came to Yoruba land when I was 17. And I'm here. When I newly married my wife, she said she will never eat amala. Because the tea is black. I just laughed. Today, you can call her Iyala
Mala.
Amala, don't say fool me, Jelani. No. Oh God. I just laugh when he mentioned you. I tell you, Timo,
this person does not know anything.
She's up Amala more than me now.
I want Jamala, Jamala, by you.
No, Corovo call on you.
You don't have money to.
Oh, yeah, keep it back. She takes the title in this land.
Yeah, Nilubada, you can't
maybe. Maybe you cannot take away, you know.
Oh, you told me. Oh, you. Oh, you.
God bless you, church. I thank God bless you. Oh, may the Lord, may the coming of the Lord gladden in our hearts. I borrowed that from my
associate.
God bless you, my brother. Shalom, shalom. God bless you. As you see all of them, so there are peculiarity about every one of them. That's why you cannot be this. This cannot be this. This cannot. Everyone is peculiar. That's why the prophet said, an apostle is a special man. An evangelist is a special man. There are peculiarities. With the coming of the Lord, gladdens our hearts. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. I keep you at the center of his perfect will. As for the devil, concerning you and me, I'm telling you, he has lost the battle. Long ago. God bless you. I'm sorry for taking you. I didn't even know that fall has passed. Total deliverance. God make you a Christian. You are a corporate Christian. God make you a preacher. You are a corporate preacher. God bless you. I say God bless you. Shall we bow our heads? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this sweet fellowship around the message of our day. Your prophet called it total deliverance. Lord, you don't make halfway Christians. Neither do you make halfway preachers. He said, but the people can be halfway. May we never, never, never allow our own ways to mix up with your way concerning our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, O God, that no matter situation we are facing, we are praying and asking. Help us to take side with your perfect will, regardless of what suggestions may come from the right and left, in front and back, whether from papa or mama or relations. Lord, may we consider you first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all other things shall be added. Help us, Heavenly Father. Thank you, our Master. The week has begun in earnest. Be with students as they resume. Protect them from all dangers and evil. As they go to school, protect their going and coming. Lord, may they never be, may they never, oh God, join themselves to wrong companies, wrong influences, whether with students or with lecturers or with teachers or with whosoever. Thank you, Father. Thank you for those who have written their exams. Thank you for good results. The following exams are coming. May you see them through, Lord. We are very grateful. We love you, Master. Because you first of all loved us.
Amen.
May your name be praised, Lord. Amen. Thank you for your servants, your able servants in this local assembly.
Amen.
May you continue to bless them.
Amen.
Meet their needs. Amen. Take them to higher ground. In Amen. The name of Jesus Amen. Christ. Lord, we pray for the officers. Pray, O God, for the musicians. Pray for every member. May the grace of our Master and our Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the blessed Holy Spirit abide upon each and every one of us now and forevermore.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. God bless you, church.
See
you again on Wednesday.
May
God permit. Shalom to your soul. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. I say, God bless you. You love the Lord?
Jennifer,
shall we rise on our feet? Oh, Lord. We are very, very grateful for all you have done for us. Oh Lord, we are very, very grateful. And we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Good Lord, we are very, very grateful. Oh, oh, that you have done for us. Oh, Lord, we are very, very grateful. I will say thank you, Jesus. I have a father. A minister promised to visit us early May. Yes. Please let's be prayer for him. Brother Inos said to want to go from worry. And when he finished with us, he go to the Franklin. Let me pray for him that when he comes, that God will use him as a channel of blessing to us. God bless you. I say God bless you.
You are done for me. Oh,